Blog Talk Radio.
afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you may be. I am Minister Sylvia Kaiser. I am with Smile3E, Blog Talk, as well as we're on Facebook Live tonight. Our speaker tonight is Prophet Antoine Thomas. We will be getting ready to present the man to some of you all, introduce him to some of you all, but we will allow God to release him to all of you all. I just want you all to know that I'm just excited about what God is doing, what God is going to do, and what God has done. So I'm not going to prolong it any longer. I'm going to start off with prayer, and then I'm going to hand it right over to the man of God. You ready? Get your Bibles, pencils, pad, and paper, and just take down key scriptures. Please mute your phone because you don't want to miss anything tonight. And get ready. Get ready, get ready. Share the Facebook Live if you're on Facebook. And if you're listening to on Blog Talk, let your friends and family know that we're here. Father God, we come to you on tonight, oh God, with our arms stretched up, with our hearts open. God, we come to you. We're praying and asking you, oh Lord, to give us the strength in this new year, oh God, to just let go and let our spirit be open to you, oh God. We're asking you, Lord, to just do what only you can do, Father. We're asking you to be God in our life. God, we're asking you to just teach us how to wait on you, God. Teach us how to be patient. Teach us how to allow you to strengthen our hearts, God. Teach us how to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. God, put down in our spirit that you are our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? God, teach us how to just allow you to just take place in our life 100%. God, teach us how to open ourselves up to you, that we will learn and know your word. We will get in your word and study your word and find out, God, you are our strong tower. We, the righteous, can run into you and be safe, oh God. Teach us how to just say, Lord, I am who I am. But with you, God, I can be a vessel used by you because I want to be an epistle read of all men. God, I just want to be used by you. God, I want to just step aside. I want to decrease, God, that you may increase. God, I just want to be your servant. I just want to be your vessel. God, I just want to be yours. I want you to put your name on me, God. I don't want to just wear clothes with names on it, God, but I want you to put your name on me, God. I want you to tell people about me, oh, Lord. I want you to tell people where I was and where I am, God. I want my life to show that you are God. God, I want my life to show that I've been before you. I'm still before you. I lay out in prostrate positions before you. I cry out to you, oh, God. I'm not ashamed to say I love Jesus Christ. I'm in love with Jesus Christ. I serve Jesus Christ. I don't want to be ashamed of you, oh God, because I don't want you to be ashamed of me. God, I just want to be loved by you 100%. I want to be used by you 100%. God, in this year, we have to let go and understand we are in a new beginning in our walk with you, Christ. We are a new beginning in our life with you, Christ. We are a new beginning with Christ Jesus. We have to let go of those things of 2020 and push towards the mark of the high calling of God in 2021 because God is calling us to a new level, to a new place. God, we must tell people all about you, God. Teach us how, God, in this season, it's okay to get angry, but sin not. Sin not, God. Teach us how to hold on to the altar, God. Teach us how to go to the altar with love and kindness in our heart. Teach us how to pray and ask you, God, to teach me how to love like you love. Teach me how to have patience like you have patience, oh God. Teach me how to calm our spirit, oh God. Teach us how to calm our spirit that we won't operate in rage. We won't operate in hatred. We won't operate in being agonized. But God, teach us how to operate in love, God. For God, we trust you with everything that you have put in us and everything that you're going to put us, God. Teach us how to seek your face day and night. Teach us how to seek your kingdom day and night. Teach us how to seek your will day and night. For God, we love you and we love you with all our heart. In Jesus' name, we pray these things. Amen. Prophet Thomas, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am, I'm on the line.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am, I'm on the line.
Have your way.
Thank you so much. Thank you for those of us who are on Facebook Live and those of you who are on Blog Talk Radio. I know the moment of God prayed on Blog Talk. But for those of you who are on Facebook Live only, we're going to pray again. Father, we just give you praise and we give you honor for what our eyes have seen, what our ears shall hear, what our spirit shall receive, Father. Most importantly, what we have the wisdom to manifest, Father. We give you glory tonight. Father, incline our ears to the sound of your voice. Speak clearly, Father. Don't let them hear me. Let them hear you. Don't let them see me. Let them see you. And, Father, we declare that after this word, we shall see clearly. We shall move forward because we're stronger and we're wiser and we're better. And you are God. So, Father, you arise and let your enemies be scattered and the glory shall be thine. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I want to hop right in. Not because it's a long word. Some of you have been waiting for just a few minutes on Facebook Live, and I appreciate you for joining. So many things you could have been doing on a Friday night, so I appreciate you joining in with us. As you heard me say, I want to go to Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse number 1. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse number 1. All right? It's in the Old Testament. If you see Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you're on the wrong side of the Bible. All right? Praise the Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost down in my soul. Bless you, Jesus. My God. Scripture says, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come unto thee and overtake you. My God. Bless you, I felt it right there. And overtake you. Hallelujah. My God. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, blessed shalt thou be in the city, blessed shalt thou be in the field. My God. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost down in my soul. Bless you, Jesus. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy ground and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall be thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou comest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. My Lord, today. The Lord shall command a blessing upon thee and in thy storehouse. And all that thou settest thine unto thy hand, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee in the holy people unto himself, and he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep his commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. Listen, y'all, this scripture is blessing me as I'm reading it. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. The Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in thy fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord swore to thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall appoint thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them. Verse number 14 says, and thou shalt not go aside any of the words which I command thee this day to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. This immediately, the word of the Lord is already blessed. Immediately is talking about real things and real situations and real effects. He talks about the curses as well what would happen if you did not hearken unto the voice of the Lord. But he focuses first on the blessings. Why? Simply because God is already encouraging you to stay focused on what I've said. My God, today, I don't know if y'all understand what's going on right now. If you already focused on what I said, then the curses, hallelujah, don't have to be a subject. Bless you, Jesus. He gives them a choice to choose life before death. And because the sin that so easily besets us comes into a place that's already been established. So if I focus on the voice of the Lord, the sin that tries to come and easily beset cannot settle. I'm coming to a place, men and women of God, where the things that are old, that sin in my life, can no longer settle in my life. There are some things in our lives that have gotten too settled. They're too relaxed. They're too common. But I am asking God to shift. Thank you, Lord. I hear you, Holy Ghost. To shift our atmosphere. Thank you, Lord. I kept trying to feel why I felt such a prophetic flow tonight. Hallelujah. And the Lord is speaking to us specifically. Hear my voice. Hallelujah. Hearken unto my voice. Pay attention to what I'm saying to you. Because if you can pay attention to what I'm saying to you, I will bless you beyond measure. I will cause your seed and your seed's seed to be blessed. I'll cause the work of your hand, hallelujah, to flourish. I'll cause those things that may seem to be hard to be easy. I'll cause your enemies to be afraid of you. My God, I don't know about y'all, but I need the enemy to know my name. My God. He says to hearken. He says, hearken unto my voice. God would rather much that you obey and live than to sin and to die. It is his good pleasure. It's his good pleasure. Hallelujah. He said, I would above that you would prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. It's his delight. God's blessings and curses are designed to hold us to our duty and our purpose in him. Even God's corrections are a blessing. Hallelujah. Even God's reprimand is a blessing. Even God's rebuke is a blessing. Because the truth of the matter is he could kill you. That's just me being honest. But we don't like to have those kind of conversations. But the truth of the matter is God could let you die in your sin. He could allow you to perish right while you're in error. But he allows you, hallelujah, an opportunity to get it right. He allows you one more chance to be blessed. And the worst thing you want to do is for God to give you another chance that you mess up on. Many of us, me included, God has given us multiple chances, and we have messed up. But here it is, he's saying, listen to me, hear my voice. And if you listen and hear my voice, I will take care of the rest. Not only will I make sure that you're good, but I'm going to make sure that you're blessed when you leave, you're blessed when you come. And everybody around you will know that you're blessed. Hallelujah. I will make you a walking commercial. I hear you, Holy Ghost. God's going to make you a walking commercial. He's going to cause you to be a billboard for the kingdom. He's going to cause you to be an infomercial for the kingdom. Hallelujah. And all you have to do is to listen to what he's saying. I give you plenteous in goods, in the fruit of your body. Not only am I going to bless you externally, hallelujah, but I'm going to bless you internally. I'm going to make sure that the inside of you, the organs, the tissue, the blood cells, the follicles, the bones, the muscle, the tissue, I'm going to make sure that the inside of you naturally is blessed. I'm going to bless the fruit of your body and the fruit of your cattle, fruit of your ground. Because fruit in itself represents productivity. I'm going to make sure that everything around you has productivity. Hallelujah. And if everything around you has productivity, there is no lack. Hallelujah. What are you saying to me, prophet? I'm saying to you, hallelujah, that God's forecast for your life, hallelujah, bless you, Jesus, is that there's no lack. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God's forecast for your life is that there is no lack. And I'll make sure that you have multiple streams of income. Hallelujah. I know this is not for everybody. This is only for those who will hearken to the voice of the Lord. Many of you who know me know that I am not a per se prosperity preacher, but I feel the Holy Ghost down in my soul. Hallelujah. God wants to bless us in this season like never before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants the overflow to hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. It's my season for the overflow. My God. Bless you, Jesus. It is my season for the overflow. Bless you, Jesus. I'll cause you to have to get multiple bank accounts because the one that you have, you can't continue to, they won't let you deposit any more money. Bless you, Jesus. My God. Because you'll have so much, you'll become a high risk for the bank. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. And if God is telling you to pick favor, why wouldn't you pick the favor? The scripture says, if you will diligently hearken, if you will diligently hearken. In other words, watch this. In other words, if you will constantly listen in effort to accomplish. If you will give persevering attention to, my God, hear me. God wants you to give persevering attention to the word. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Persevering attention. What does that mean? That means when things get hard, you keep pushing because of what God said to you. When things seem difficult, you keep pushing towards what God said to you. When others call you crazy, you keep pushing. My God, I feel like tuning up. I'm going to be cool on here tonight because I feel my voice coming back. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. I feel my preaching voice coming back. Help me, Holy Ghost. Bless you, Jesus. God wants you to persevere towards the word. That's why Paul said, brothers, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, I press toward the mark. The word diligently also means to press in a way that shows care and conscientiousness in one's work or duty. You got to be conscious about this word. That's why David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against you. I've got to be aware of the word at all times so I won't turn around, so I won't give up, so I won't throw in the towel, so I won't be wavered, so I won't bend, and so I won't bow. If I'm always conscious of the word, the enemy can't tell me something different. He can't lie to me. He can't maneuver me. He can't manipulate me. Hallelujah. Manipulation comes when you don't know what you're capable of. He'll manipulate you because you've forgotten the forecast. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. I said at work today, I went outside for a few seconds and I saw it snowing. And I looked at the weather this morning when I get dressed for work, and I did not remember hearing them say anything about the snow. And so then I said to myself, did you really listen, or did you just kind of skim through it? You can't do that with this word. You got to make sure, as my mama said, that you know, that you know, that you know, that you know. to make your calling and your election sure. Your election. That means whatever you've chosen. Hallelujah. I promise you, I'm almost done. Notice this. We're talking about God gives them a forecast and not a horoscope. I'm telling you, in other words, I'm telling you what's getting ready to happen if you hearken to my voice. This is not just a climate, it's not just the temperature. The forecast is not just about the climate, nor is it not just about the temperature. But the forecast for my life includes all of that. My God. The forecast includes all of that. In other words, everything that's involved, I hear you, Holy Ghost. So that means I've got to make sure I dress accordingly. My God, this is going to bless you right here. The Lord began to share with me as I was waiting on Blog Talk to start. He says, the forecast comes to help you make sure you're prepared for what's getting ready to happen. Help me, Holy Ghost. Bless you, Jesus. The climate is the weather conditions prevailing in an area in general over a long period of time. So the climate is not just, it's not the temperature. The climate is the longevity of the temperature. My God, somebody tonight, God wants to change the climate of your life. It's been cold and bitter a long time. Hallelujah. But God wants to change the climate in your life. You've been lonely for a long time. You've been depressed for a long time. But God wants to change the climate of your life. Come on, somebody just type in there, Lord, change my climate. Your climate has been low money. Your climate has been not enough. Your climate has been argumentative. Your climate has been trouble. Your climate has been wanting, but God wants to shift the climate of your life. In other words, when I change the temperature, I'll make sure that the temperature I change it to has longevity. This won't be a one-time thing. Hallelujah. This won't be a one-situation thing or one simple blessing, but I'll open up a window, hallelujah, and pour you out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. Hallelujah. I'll make sure that when I shift this thing, that everything, hallelujah, that's around you is going to be affected by it for days and weeks and months and years to come. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is going to change our climate tonight. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. God is changing our climate. Second time in a week's time I've heard that word. Hallelujah. I'm going to change the climate. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you. I'm going to change the longevity of what you receive. I'm going to change the longevity of what you feel. I'm going to change the longevity, hallelujah, of what's going on around you. I'm going to change the longevity of what you see. Hallelujah. Somebody just come on, just type in, God, change my climate. Oh, my God, today. Help me, Holy Ghost. And God's going to change our climate tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Scripture says, what manner of man is this that even the winds and the waves, oh my God, I feel a preach, help me, Holy Ghost, that even the winds and the waves obey. My God, prophet, what are you saying to me? I'm trying to tell you, God has the sound of his voice, where anything that's going on in your life has to shift because God has spoken. Hallelujah. My God, the songwriter said, God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Hallelujah. God is my God. God is shifting the climate. He's shifting the sound. He's shifting what you feel. He's shifting what you see. My God, today. Bless you, Jesus. My God, my God, my God. God is shifting our climate. Hallelujah. Many of us have been in this situation way too long, and you're saying, just like those disciples, Master, carest thou not that we perish. Hallelujah. You say, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Don't you see what's going on? Don't you see what I'm dealing with? My God, help me, Holy Ghost. But God is saying, listen, I got a word for you. Hallelujah. I got a word to shift what you see. My God, no, you're not going to die. No, you cannot give up. No, you cannot worry. Tonight, God told me to tell somebody, your give up is illegal. You don't have the right to give up. My God, I brought you through too much. I brought you too far. Hallelujah. I've preserved you for such a time as this. That's why it couldn't kill you. That's why I couldn't take you out. Hallelujah. That's why you couldn't give up. My God, because I've got something for you. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. I've got something for you. My God, I had to shift gears, y'all. My God, I had to shift gears because God told me to tell somebody, you can't give up right now. My God, you can't give up right now. Hallelujah, you can't turn around right now. My God, I know what it looks like, my God, but you can't turn around. You can't give up, my God. Matter of fact, change your conversation, my God. If you change your conversation, you'll change what you're getting. My God, I said I wasn't going to tune up tonight. My God, I promise you, I came in the door tired. My God, but I feel the Holy Ghost down in my soul. Somebody in here, God's about to shift what you see. God's about to shift what you're working with. Hallelujah. God's about to shift what's in your hand. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. I said God's about to shift what's in your hand. You got to start thanking him now. Stop giving him glory now because God's shifting that thing. God's moving that thing. My God, help me go to ghost. God's about to shift your conversation because what you have in your hand is about to shift. Hallelujah. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. I said, God's about to shift. Hallelujah. What's in your hand? Bless you, Jesus. My God, today. I said, God's about to shift. What's in your hand? Hallelujah. I know 2020 was bad for you, and it felt like you were going to give up. But God said to tell you, my God, don't give up. There's a reason I had to take you through. Hallelujah. There's a reason. There's a reason it couldn't take you out. My God, but just stay there. My God, I'm shifting the forecast. I'm shifting what you see. I'm shifting what's going on around you. Keep on moving because my word is about to come alive. In your life, what I said about you is about to happen because God's not a man that he should lie. Neither the Son of Man that he should repent. I know it's early, but I feel the Lord God in my soul. Glory. God's about to shift that thing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The trouble don't last always. My God, we've been made and good for a name. But God is coming in the morning. Somebody, I came on live tonight. I came on blog talk tonight to tell somebody it's morning. Hey, it's morning. It's morning time. Hallelujah. God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you that the enemy couldn't take us out. I thank you. It couldn't win. I thank you. It couldn't take me out. I thank you. I'm still here. I thank you. I'm still praising. I thank you. I'm still worshiping him. I thank you. My brothers are still here. I thank you. My children are still here. I thank you that what the devil meant for evil, God is turning around for my good. Bless you, Jesus. It's my turn. It's my turn. My God, for the forecast to shift in my life. I've cried long enough. I've worried long enough. I've been bitter long enough. Worried long enough. Regret long enough. It's my time for the climate to shift. It's my time. Yeah. It's my time for the shifting. Somebody just put in there, it's my time for the shifting. It's my time for the glory to be revealed. It's my time for the word of the Lord to manifest. Clap your hands and shout glory. Hey,
Clap your hands and shout glory. Clap your hands and shout glory. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost down in my soul. Clap your hands and shout glory. Clap your hands and shout glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we give you glory. God, we give you praise. The shift is happening. The shift is happening. The shift is happening. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for not giving up on us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for not letting me throw in the town. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah. I feel good in my sanctified soul. I feel good in my sanctified soul. Hallelujah. The shift is happening. The shift is happening. Because all things are working together for my good. All things are shifting me. All things are working for me. That's why David said it was good. I was afflicted that I may know you in the power of your might. That's why I'm glad. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 You gotta give me. I'm just thankful that the devil is still a liar. Somebody help me thank God that the devil is still alive. He said I couldn't make it. That was a lie. He said I was going to throw in the towel. That was a lie. He said after this trial, I'm going to throw in the towel. But that was a lie. I hear you, Pastor Maury. And the result said it was a lie. You said he give up. The test is wrong. The test result said that was a lie. You said he was sick, but the test result said that was a lie. You said the whole family got COVID. They're mad. They're going to give up. But the test said, but the lie detector said that's a lie. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, the lie detector determined that what the devil said is a lie. Yes, God. Yes, God. The lie detector determined that what the devil said about Tasha is a lie. What the devil said about Troy is a lie. What the devil said about Monty is a lie. Yeah. What the devil said about my children is a lie. You want to tap yourself and say what the devil said about me. The lie detector determined it's a lie. Clap your hands because it's a lie. I said clap your hands because it's a lie. It's a lie because all things are working together for my good. I would have fainted unless I believe see the goodness of the Lord. But God kept me and God preserved me. I said, God kept me and God preserved me. Look at me now. If you thought I was worshiping him before, just wait a minute. If you thought I shouted before, just wait until the climate changed. If you thought I was dressing before, just wait until the climate is changing. I said the climate is changing. I gotta go. I'm too loud in this apartment building. But I feel the Holy Ghost down in my soul. The climate
changing him. Somebody help me say it. The climate. Hey, hey, hey. I said the climate is changing. I pray too much for the climate to remain the same. I fasted too much for the climate to remain the same. I've been through too much for the climate to remain the same. I've cried too much for the climate. My climate's gotta change. My climate's gotta change. Yeah. Hallelujah. I feel good in my sin, just my soul. Yeah. I said the climate's got to change. Why? Because God said it. If you hearken unto the voice, I'll bless what you're doing. I'll bless what you're saying. I'll bless what you're seeing. And I'll make sure that those around you know that the Lord is on my side. And if God be for me, say the world, I feel good, y'all. He's more than the world against me. I said, if God be for me, then he's more. Hallelujah. I said, he's more. Oh, the vessel. Yes, God. I said he's more. Yeah. I said he's more than the world against me. Help me, Holy Ghost. I come to tell somebody I got God and I got enough. I may not have everything that I wanted. I feel good in my sickness, our soul. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Tasha, I was in the car, and I felt the Holy Ghost in the car. But I could hear the Lord say, I got my voice back. I said, God, what are you saying? I didn't stop preaching. But God, what are you saying? He said, son, come out. Take your voice back. Son, take your voice back. I got to declare out of my mouth, the climate is changing. 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 This is not just a Sunday blessing, but it's a Monday through Friday, Sunday through Sunday, January to December, and for the rest, and for the rest, and for the rest, and for the rest of my life, God is shifting my climate. God is him. God is him. God is him. God is him. Shifting. Hey, 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 hey. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. I don't know about them, but it's been a long time coming, and the climate has got to change. It's been a long time coming, but the climate has got to change. Yeah, 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 yeah. Church shout glory. Church shout glory. Glory.
my God, you better declare for yourself that the climate is changing. You better walk through your house, walk through your house and declare the climate's changing. Walk in your house and declare the climate's changing. Check your kids, and tell the climate's changing. Check your spouse and tell the climate's changing. My God, get your wallet and tell the climate's changing. Check your credit card and tell the climate's changing. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. My soul bless you. 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 I hear the Lord say, it's time to change your clothes. You've been in that season, oh my soul, you've been in that season long enough. Change your clothes, Tasha. Change your clothes. Time to change your clothes. I got a shift for the season. I'm shifting for the season I'm in. The all season is gone, y'all. I got a shift because God is bringing me in into a new season. I said, God is bringing me into a new season. I hear you, Pastor Troy. It's a season of benefits. It's a season of overflow. It's a season of dividends. It's a season for God. It's going to pay me interest for what I went through. I hear the Lord say, I'm going to pay you interest for what you put in. I'm paying you interest for what you had to go through. For every tear, for every worry, for every cry, for every concern. Interest. Hallelujah. Let me get off here. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody on here. The devil's trying to tell you and what don't pay off. But I come to tell somebody. It's about to pay off. 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 Hey. I said it's about to pay off. Every deal. It's about to pay off. Every worry. It's about to pay off. Every person you have to dismiss, it's about to pay off. For every backbiter, it's about to pay off. For every lie, it's about to pay off. Somebody, shout glory, it's about to pay off. My mama.
Listen, I'm gonna come off here because I can't stop rocking, and I can't get up like I want to. Mama. But I listen. I want to tell somebody, don't let the devil get you twisted. This is about to pay off. All the things you had to go through, God never allows to hit like a pandemic. Hallelujah. Without paying, my God, without the dividends on the back end paying off. Now, we're going to go, because I'm over my time.
but I feel the Holy Lord down in my soul. I know you may be in the house or something, but I want you to take some time right where you are to give God praise, because it's about to pay off. I know you're saying, prophet, you done lost your mind. You crazy. You at the crib. But if I can't praise him at home, I can't praise him at the church. I don't know where you're at, but I'm my time, by God. I'm going to give you about 30 seconds, maybe 45. Give him a, it's going to pay, it's about to pay off great. I'm going to tell you again. I will give you 45 seconds to give him his about to pay off praise. Oh, wait, right there, right there, right where you are. Come on, right there. Come on, come on. I normally don't do this. Normally, when I come on here, I tell you, if the Lord tells you to sow, to just go ahead and sow. But some of y'all tonight, you need to sow. Some of y'all, you need to sow tonight. Not because of me, thank you, Lord Jesus. But God's about to break some things in your life. I said, God's about to break some things in your life. And you need to sow. Not because of me, but where you go. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost down in my soul. Listen, obey the Lord. This is not about me. It's not about me. Not about me at all. This is about you doing what God told you to do. God's forecast for your life is not just about what you feel, which is the temperature. It's not just simply about the climate. But it's about what you feel. It's about what's going on around you. It's also about what you got on. God's going to do that thing for you, okay? Wherever you are, I'm done. But wherever you are, you give him a praise because this thing's about to pay off. Now, y'all, forgive me. I'm going to stay on live for just a few more seconds, because I'm going to dance too.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Glory.
Wherever you are. You
hallelujah.
God's forecast.
Glory.
For your life.
Thank you, Lord.
It's going to pay off. My name is Prophet Antoine Thomas. Remember, the sky is not your limit. It's too low. Be blessed tonight.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. I thank you for the word on tonight, God. I thank you. 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 Lord, I thank you for the word on tonight. The lines is open. Anybody want to make a comment? Go ahead. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Ooh, I am so full. All I'm going to say is wow, wow, wow.
Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, this word was for me. Hallelujah, Jesus. My climate has to change. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Anybody else have to say something? The line is open. Have your way, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Man of God, man of God, man of God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for the word on tonight. My forecast for my life has got to change. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we just thank you. We thank you, oh God. We thank you. We thank you, oh God. Man of God, you have any following remarks for any upcoming events you have? I can't even say no more, but hallelujah, hallelujah.
No, ma'am, not at this time. Blessings to everyone.
Thank you, thank you. Well, we want to say thank you all for coming on the program tonight. We hope you had a good time in the Lord, because there ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because Holy Ghost parties don't stop. All right, now. Instead of setting the roof on fire, we're calling the fire of God down into the house. God, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for the service on tonight. God, we're just so excited about our climate of changing, the shifting that you're doing in the climate of our lives. God, we thank you for that. We want to tell you all, we're here every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with our very own apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser. We are here every Monday with Blog Talk and Facebook also with different speakers. This speaker this Monday will be Minister Margot McCord. We are on at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are here every Friday from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. First and third Sunday is myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. Second and fourth Sunday is Prophet Antoine Thomas. And on the fifth Fridays is Prophet Twan and myself. And I just want you all to know that we are so excited about what God has done on tonight. Don't forget our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We just want to say we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Man of God, could you pray us out on tonight?
Yes, Lord, Father, we just give you praise and we give you honor, Father. As your presence even begins to continue to flow, Father, we pray that what we have received tonight, Father, that it will relish in our hearts and our minds, God, for the rest of our lives. And, Father, we give you praise that you won't leave us where we are, oh God. And we give you praise and we give you honor. You arise and let your enemies be scattered. And we give you praise and we give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good night, everyone.